Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. Light. Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles both are expressions of Or. They both have a mizmar, Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos and Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. The question is, what's the relationship between these two lights, the Shabbos lights and the Hanukkah candles? There are many, many layers of this, so let's try to give a few Rosh HaPrakim, a few bullet points to consider. First of all, the Gemara asked this question at the beginning of the second paragraph of Shabbos, where we discuss Shabbos candles, Hanukkah candles as well. It's the same sugya for both. It's the parak of Bemem Adlikin, where we have the sugya of Mai Hanukkah. And the Gemara first has some achlokas, whether or not the oils and wicks that are unacceptable for Shabbos are allowed for Hanukkah. The Gemara has two opinions. The Gemara concludes, no, that they are not the same, and even though there are certain oils, psil sushamanim, that are not allowed on Shabbos, those are allowed on Hanukkah. What's the reason? Because there is a big difference. Because on Hanukkah, we have an iser lehishtamesh la'or. You may not use the oil, the light, to get any benefit from the Hanukkah lift, which is what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Hanukkah Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, unlike Shabbos, where it's meant to get enjoyment, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Hay Halacha Beis. So the Gemara has a question, maybe they're similar in this respect, and the answer is that they're not. There is a fascinating machlokas, a debate between the Rashba, Rav Shlomo ben Aderet, and the Rambam Maimonides regarding a comparison between Shabbos and Hanukkah vis-a-vis the lights, which is exactly what we're trying to explore. The Rashba says that even though the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, the Chafal Famid Beis, that you are ideally supposed to light the Hanukkah candles, Misha Tishka Chama, from Shkia, there's a debate about what that is, but let's call it sunset for the moment, until Tichle Regel Men Ashuk, till the feet leave the marketplace. Even though there is a debate about that, it is only lechatchila, it's only ideal. But if the chips are down, you can light even earlier. His proof is from Nero Shabbos, that you light Shabbos candles before Shabbos. Amazing idea. So he says, you see, you can compare Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles. You can compare them. They're similar. Says the Rambam that you have to light Hanukkah candles, dafka mishatishka chama. You may not light it earlier. So maybe it means that the Rambam thinks that Hanukkah and Shabbos candles are different fundamentally. Perhaps the answer is no. There is a fascinating, beautiful sefer that I have at home called Kuntres Hanukkah Umegillah from the late Rav Chaim Aaron Turchin, who uses the Yesod, a fundamental idea from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Sefer Tzadik Levracha, to explain the Rambam's opinion and say that it's true that even though the Rambam thinks that you can only light Hanukkah candles at sunset or a little bit later until Tichle Regel Men Ashuk, the Rambam agrees that fundamentally Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles are similar. How so? He says that even though you're allowed to light Shabbos candles on Friday afternoon, it's not because it's before the time, before the Zman. That is the time. Because says Rav Chaim Alevi in his Chidush Shaman the Shas, it's quoted in the stencils from the Brisker Rav, the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim says that according to the Rambam, take a look in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Hay and in Perek Lamed, you see that the Rambam thinks that Neros Shabbos have two elements, two dimensions. One is Onik Shabbos, that's what you're enjoying on Shabbos, and the other one is Kavod Shabbos, that's the preparation for Shabbos, the lighting of Shabbos. So that we alluded to in a previous episode. So the Rambam thinks that there are two dinim, and therefore the Zman of Hadlakas Neros for Shabbos is Friday. It's not early, and therefore the Rambam would say that both Shabbos and Hanukkah must be done in their Zman, in their time, which is on Erev Shabbos, it's Friday, and on Hanukkah, it's Dafka Tichle Regel Men Ashuk. So it turns out that they are similar. What emerges from this distinction of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik is two different dinim, two aspects of Ner Shabbos, the lighting, the hadlaka, the kavod Shabbos, the perek lamed in Hilchos Shabbos in the Rambam, and there is the onik Shabbos, the kiyum of the mitzvah, of it being lit, of having the light shining on Shabbos, the perek hay. Perhaps we can actually find a parallel to this in the laws of Hanukkah as well. And that's what I'd like to look at right now. Just briefly think about two different cases where we can wonder, maybe these two aspects, the lighting of the lights and the fact that the lights are shining, perhaps is a place where Hanukkah and Shabbos have similarities. So here's one example. Hadlaka osa mitzvah, the act of lighting. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, that for Ner Hanukkah, the act of lighting is the mitzvah, and that's why if it was lit, if your Hanukkah candles were lit by a minor or someone else who's disqualified, or if it was lit in an inappropriate place and then moved, you cannot fulfill your mitzvah because it was not lit in the proper place by somebody who is a Bar Chiyuva. What's the story with Shabbos candles? Are Shabbos candles similar? Do you also say Hadlaka osa mitzvah for Shabbos candles? Says the Taz, Reb David Halevi, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Ayin Hein, Sif Katan Aleph, he says, absolutely not. Shabbos, there's no Hadlaka osa mitzvah. And the Mishnah Siyav, it's the Hilgar of Bissal Zolti, in an essay in Hanukkah, he quotes the Pnei Yeshua, who also says the same thing, and therefore says the Pnei Yeshua, since there's no Hadlaka osa mitzvah, as long as you have Hanukkah candles which are lit, Shabbos candles which are lit, that is sufficient. Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles, not the same. But maybe in light of what Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said, that even though in Shabbos, of course, there's the Oneg Shabbos of having it lit, there's also the added element of Kavod Shabbos. And even though the Rambam's Nelshin is not like this, but perhaps the Rambam will agree with the Rabbi Nitam, who thinks that if you have lights in your house on Erev Shabbos, you have to turn them out to turn them back on, L'Kavod Shabbos. Perhaps the Rambam will agree with that. And therefore, maybe in this respect, Shabbos has something in common with Hanukkah on the Hadlaka, on the lighting. And the opposite, what about the being lit? We know the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Chaf Aleph, Legabe Neros Chanukah, Kavsa, if it was extinguished, Ein Zakakla. You don't have to relight it. Well, what about Shabbos? Is it the same or is it different? So the Magad Avram in Simon Reish Sim Samach Gimel, Sifkat Yod Aleph, quotes the Maharaj, the name of the Maharam, something amazing. Let's say it used to be common in previous generations to have weddings on Friday afternoons, because unfortunately they couldn't afford an extra wedding meal during the week. So they would make the Shabbos meal also the wedding meal. So what if a woman, she doesn't want to skip out on the wedding and stay home to light Shabbos candles bisman? She wants to light Shabbos candles before she leaves to the wedding. Now later Rachonim say, practically, today you would tell her, light Shabbos candles, make a bracha, and make a tanai, a condition, to allow you to go to the wedding and not accept Shabbos. But here in this case, they weren't talking about a tanai. She wants to light Shabbos candles before. So the Maharam, quoted by the Maharshal of the Magen Avraham, says, yes, let her light before, come back later and make a bracha. Or, even better, here's a bigger chiddush that Rabbi Kiva Eger is very upset about on the page. She should later, when she comes home, ask a non-Jew to light for her. So the Magen Avraham says, how is it possible that she's going to make a bracha on lights that were already lit? How could she make a bracha now? Says the Prima Gadim in his comment in the Ishal Avram on the Magen Avram. He says, I'll tell you. It's because the mitzvah of Shabbos candles is to continue to be lit. And that is, parallel, he says, the proof is from Ner Chanukah. That even though we're Ner Chanukah, technically Kavsa Ein Zakukla, but there is the presumed Nisa element, the fact that we want it to remain lit. And therefore, just like in Ner Chanukah, if you lit your Chanukah candles, you forgot to make the bracha, you could still make the bracha afterwards as long as they are lit. So too here, you can continue to make the bracha even after the Shabbos candles were lit. How amazing is that? And guess what? Even though we paskin Kavsa is generally Ein Zaka Klah, but the Bir Halacha earlier, the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Chanukah, when the Shulchan Aruch tells us that we know there was this machlokas we mentioned earlier between the Rambam and the Rashba, that the Rashba says you're allowed to light before Shkia, before sunset, if the chips are down. Even though the Rambam said you're not, the Rashba said that you are. But the Shulchan Aruch says you have to have enough oil to last you well into your half hour after Shkia. Says the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim writes on the side of the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, he says, what about if it was extinguished, if Kavsa before nightfall? He says, then he has two opinions. Maybe you have to relight it. Because even though we paskin generally Kavsa is Ein Zakakla, but there is still an element that the Hanukkah candles should be lit. Just like, says the Prima Gadim, that your Shabbos candles should be lit. So here we have these two conceptual examples, questions of comparisons between Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles. Similar questions come up with electricity. Can you light electric lights for your Shabbos candles? What about for Hanukkah candles? Another one would be, how far does a person go to procure Shabbos candles? We know the Rambam says, based on the Gemara in Pesachim, the Rambam says that a person, God forbid, if they're so indigent, they would even have to sell their clothing to procure Ner Hanukkah. Do you have to do that for Ner Shabbos? Two opinions in the Achronim. Bir Halacha sounds like yes. Most Achronim assume not. But what happens, and with this we'll conclude, a little word of machshava, what happens if, God forbid, a person is in a situation where the Gemara Shabbos asks if they have only one opportunity to light, which one takes precedence, Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos? Which is Adif? So the Pnei Yeshua says, and it's a big Chiddush, Pnei Yeshua says a Chiddush, he thinks that you can be Yotzi with one candle for both. It's a creative way of explaining the Gemara, but practically we assume that's not the case. Chav Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Ner Shabbos is Adif. It's better because of, it's preferable because of Shalom Bayis. Says the Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha, Yodalid, Shalom is so important that even Hashem's name is erased for the purpose of Shalom. Like we have in the story of Sota, Gadol Hashem Shekol HaTorah Nitna, Laso Shalom. So what's the deeper meaning here? Number one, the Hanukkah candles, they're lit at the edge. Ideally, in the time of the Gemara, they were lit actually outside of your house. It's true that the Hanukkah candles are near issue beso, but it's taking the light of your home and shining it outside. So the first lesson that we learn is, say Chazal, near beso, the light of your house. First, you have to have Shalom inside before you can share it outside. Second, from the Beis Aharon, the Halakha of Aharon of Karlin, he points out that there is Eish Milamala and Eish Milamata. There's a heavenly fire, there's Isarusa de la'ila, and then there's earthly fire, Isarusa de la'tata. And when it comes to having to decide which one takes precedence, we have to defer to the light, to the or the ner that's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when there is this ner Shabbos, which represents the ner that Hashem constantly pours on us every week, versus the ner Chanukah that we need to generate, so the ner Shabbos is Adif. And finally, Rav Kook has a fascinating and complex, very interesting insight in the Ein Ayan, his commentary on the Gemara in the Agadata in Shabbos. And Al Regel Achas, he points out that one of the differences we alluded to earlier between ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah is that ner Shabbos, you are allowed and intended to enjoy the light. It's meant to illuminate your home so that you enjoy your meal and you don't fall on things and trip on them in the hallways, as opposed to Ner Chanukah, also Lishtamish Ba'ora, and Ner Chanukah, Ein Zakakla, if it goes out. So Rav Kook explains, and you have to see more because it's a very sophisticated and nuanced idea, that somehow the Neros Chanukah relate to the elements of light in the world, which are only temporary. They somehow have a dim light which are included in the purview or the big tent, the umbrella of Torah, but they're not the core eternal light of Torah. They're just kind of like the ancillary elements that Hashem brings into the world through different movements over different generations. And because they're just at the edge of our periphery of Torah experience, so they come and they go. Kavsa ein zakaklo. You don't have to reignite them. They're only there so that people who might be drawn after them can see how those ideas are still within a Torah overall perspective. But at the same time, also lishtamish la'ora. Anything that is not purely, authentically, inherently the light of Shabbos, the light of Torah, also lishtamish la'ora. You can't set your behaviors and your values and guide your life by any wisdom which is just temporary, which is just a fad. It may still have redemptive elements that fit within the purview of Torah, but that's not what guides our life. What guides our life is the Ner Shabbos. That's the Ner of Torah, which is eternal and fixed, Kaviyah V'Kaimah. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.